Oh, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom.
Betzala. Nice to meet you, Betzala. You speak a little English?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Otherwise, I have to switch the language, and my Yiddish is a little bit weak, so. Just kidding. Okay, so we started the sugya on Monday of Zmanei Tefillah, Zmanei Kriyat Shema, Zmanei Mitzvahs in general. And let's just see what we know and what we don't know. And I think it pays to get ourselves back into the mindset here. We started with Tosfos, and that's on Daf Ches Amid Beis. And Tosfos makes an equation, or shall we say a comparison, between Zmanei Kriyat Shema and Zmanei Mitzvahs. And he comes to the conclusion that Kriyat Shema has to be read, according to the first Braisa, during Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, up until and not beyond Alos HaShachar. And then he says that that's in contrast to other mitzvahs. He says as far as other mitzvahs are concerned, it would still be Laila even beyond Amud HaShachar. And that Laila ends with Hanetzach Ham. So we have the following contrast. According to Shitas HaTosfos here in Brachos, we have Kriyat Shema versus Shar Mitzvahs. Kriyat Shema, Laila ends when? With Amud HaShachar. And Shar Mitzvahs, Laila ends with what? With Hanetz. Fine. So the Rashba asks Akasha, what do you mean Shar Mitzvahs, the Laila ends with Hanetz? The Mishnah says in Masechta Megillah that Imason Kulon Kodem Aneitzachama Mishaola Amud HaShachar Yotza. So we see that the definition of Laila, as far as Shar Mitzvahs is concerned, is that Laila ends with Amud HaShachar. Why does Tosfos, we'll get to Rabbeinu Tam later, let me not confuse it. Why does Tosfos assume a contrast between Kriyat Shema and Shar Mitzvahs, when in fact we can prove from the Mishnah itself that there's an equation between Kriyat Shema and Shar Mitzvahs, that to the same extent that Laila ends with regard to Kriyat Shema with Amud HaShachar, so too Laila terminates and day begins, Shachar begins, with regard to mitzvahs with Amud HaShachar. And therefore you can fulfill, we'll take the example of Mila, it's a true for Tefillin and Tzitzis and Tefil Yom and other mitzvahs, you could fulfill those mitzvahs after Amud HaShachar. In other words, the Rashba is accusing Rabbeinu Tam of choosing, I apologize because that's going to confuse us, accusing Tosfos of neglecting the Sefer of the Mishnah in Megillah. Tosfos is focused completely on the Reisha of the Mishnah that says that all these mitzvahs should be performed when? After Aneitzach Hama. But what about the Sefer of the Mishnah that says, V'kulam Masan, Bishol Amud HaShachar, Yotza? Does anybody have the Mishnah in Megillah here? Oh, yeah, okay. Not virtually. I mean, okay, Mitch. I saw you. You know, it's like the guy who shoots his hand for the holster. You know, I saw it was going for the thing. I just like to see the Mishnah sometimes inside. But anyway, that's more or less what it says in the Mishnah. I may be off by a word or two. Oh. So that was the Rashba in his opposition to Tosfos, because how could Tosfos postulate a contrast and assume that in Shar Mitzvahs you have to wait till Aneitzach Ham, until it's day, when in fact the Mishnah says Kula Masan Mishol Amud HaShachar Yotza? That was the kasha of the Rashba. Good. So that's point number one. Now we get to Rabbeinu Tam. So again, we're still leaving the Rashba and his objection against Tosfos on the side, and hopefully we'll be able to return to that. Rabbeinu Tam in Masechta Yuma on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis has a different shita. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris must be recited after Hanetzach Hamah. In other words, whereas Tosus' shita in Brachos is that Laila terminates with Amud HaShachar, and then you read Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar after Amud HaShachar, again with the little proviso, which Yechiel, I know you're anxious to get back to this Mishayakir, but let's, again, I got to go step by step with. Okay, so basically Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar, according to Shita Tosus, begins with Amud HaShachar. Fine. Tosus, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, in Yuma, is of the opinion that Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar begins with Amud HaShachar. The Pella, however, is that Rabbeinu Tam proves his Shita by quoting the Mishnah in Megillah, and the Mishnah Megillah says, with regard to Shar Mitzvahs, that we should only fulfill those Mitzvahs after Hanetzach Hamah. Correct? So if Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar begins with Hanetzach Hamah, he has therefore an exact equation with Shar Mitzvahs, and Shar Mitzvahs begin with Hanetzach Hamah. The only problem is that Rashi in Masechta Megillah tells us that really, according to the Doraisa Halacha, Shar Mitzvahs begin with Amud HaShachar. The only reason we wait until Hanetzach Hamah to implement these mitzvahs is because we're not sure. We don't want to rely on our ability, our bekiyas, to identify Amud HaShachar. It might not yet be an Amud HaShachar. You know, we're all anxious to fulfill the mitzvah, so we think it's already Amud HaShachar. It's not yet Amud HaShachar. It's still Laila. So to avoid that pitfall, the Chachamim instituted a gzerah that we should delay the fulfillment of the mitzvahs until Hanetzach Hamah. But clearly on a Doraisa level, the mitzvahs of Yom begin with Amud HaShachar. So why then does Rabbeinu Tam prove that Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar could only be recited after Hanetzach Hamah by postulating an equation between Kriyat Shema and Shar Mitzvahs? And the conclusion that we must derive from Rabbeinu Tam in Yuma is that the halacha of the Mishnah that Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, that Shar Mitzvahs have to wait until Hanetzach Hamah is not a Gzera Derabbanan, but rather it's a Din Doraisa. And based on the Din Doraisa that we have to postpone the fulfillment of mitzvahs, mitzayom, until after Hanetzach Hamah, insofar as that's a Doraisa halacha, Rabbeinu Tam therefore is justified in concluding that Kriyat Shema likewise, I'm talking about Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar, requires waiting until after Hanetzach Hamah. Whereas according to Rashi, that the Din Doraisa, because again, this is what I have to emphasize. I think we emphasized this on Monday, but it bears repetition. Rabbeinu Tam is dealing with Kriyat Shema Zmani, Kriyat Shema is a Doraisa halacha. When he determines that the latest time for the earliest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris is Hanetzach Hamah, he means it in all seriousness. He's not joking around. This is not a Derabbanan, this is a Doraisa Halacha. So that now we have to assume, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if he hangs his hat on that peg of Shar Mitzvahs in the Mishnah Megillah, that the requirement of Hanetzach Hamah in Shar Mitzvahs is a Doraisa requirement, and Rashi's Shita, that's only a Derabbanan requirement, because the Chashash and the Gzera forced us to push and postpone the Kima Mitzvahs until Hanetzach Hamah, is not correct. The Torah itself requires that we wait until Hanetzach Hamah. No, but now we're back to square one. The Mishnah says in Megillah, "V'kulam shemasah liachar shomer amud hashachar yotza." Bishleim, according to Rashi, that paragraph at the Sefer of the Mishnah reflects the Din Doraisa. The Rabbanan lechatchila would like you to push it off. We're not happy with Rashi because it doesn't read fluently or fluidly in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the time for Asiyas HaMitzvahs is after Hanetz HaChama. The Mishnah should have said something totally different according to Rashi. The Mishnah should have said that the time for Asiyas HaMitzvahs is Hanetz HaChama, but Chachomim Amru Kedei Lahachik is Odom in Avera. I meant to say Amur HaShachar, what did I say? But Chachom Amru Mishum Archaka Kedei Lahachik is Odom in Avera Shalom Yikayim is HaMitzvahs. That's the way the Mishnah should have been formulated. But nevertheless, despite the fact that Rabbi Tam might have one up on Rashi in terms of the Digduk Lashon on Mishnah, but nevertheless Rabbi Tam is in deep trouble, because how can Rabbi Tam establish a Din Doraisa that Yom emerges with Hanetz HaChama, and that's why the Mishnah advocates that we fulfill the mitzvah of Mila after Hanetz HaChama, not before, when the Mishnah itself establishes that that if he implemented the Mila after Amud HaShachar, Kula Menason after Amud HaShachar Yotza. According to Rabbeinu Tam, since he's deriving a Din Doraisa in Kriyat Shema, that Kriyat Special Shachas requires Hanetz HaChama, how do we justify the equation with Shar Mitzvahs when the Mishnah postulates that with regard to Shar Mitzvahs, you can fulfill those Mitzvahs after Amud HaShachar? And yet Rabbeinu Tam reads that Mishnah as telling us that the Torah itself requires waiting till Hanetz HaChama. And the only way out, as far as I can understand it, is to introduce a distinction between Lechatchila and Bediyah. Meaning, when Rabbeinu Tam reads the Mishnah in Masechta Megillah, he's not reading it as Doraisa and Rabbanan, or the way Rashi would, we would switch the order, Derabbanan and Doraisa, meaning Derabbanan require that you wait till Hanetz, and the Torah says, no, it's fine after Amud HaShachar. He's reading it differently. He's reading it that these are all Dinim Doraisa. Both the Reisha and the Sefer, the Mishnah in Megillah, reflect the Torah law. And the Torah law is that when is the proper time for these mitzvahs? After Hanetz HaChama. But Bidyeved, you didn't do it the way we wanted you to do it, says the Torah, again says the Torah, then we'll be machshir the mitzvah, we'll fall back on Amud HaShachar. Oh, says Rabbeinu Tam, since Lechatchila, the Torah itself requires that we wait until Yom, and when is Yom? Hanetz HaChama? Therefore, Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris has to wait until Hanetz HaChama. But here we have to, Rabbos, we have to ask two questions. First of all, Rabbeinu Tam is postulating that if he would read Kriyat Shema before Hanetz HaChama, is lo yotzi yedei chovaso. Meaning, in the context of Shar Mitzvah HaTorah, we have a fallback position. And even though, you know, you deserve a patch on the hand for being mocked in the mitzvah earlier than Hanetz HaChama, but b'dievad yoyotze, there is no default fallback position with regard to Kriyat Shema. And that's an interesting question. Why is that so? So on the one hand, Rabbeinu Tam thinks he's justified in telling you that Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris requires Hanetz, just like all mitzvahs that don't require Hanetz. But on the other hand, since there is a b'dievid default position with regard to all mitzvahs, and you can fulfill those mitzvahs after Amud HaShachar, why don't we find something parallel, a corresponding fallback b'dievid position with regard to Kriyat Shema? So the truth is that kasha, Mishtarpnisht, as we say in Yiddish. You know, we don't have to die from that kasha. It's not critical. It's not the patient can survive that kasha. And the reason for that is because with regard to the Torah law, the Torah says, Bishalbucha. If people are waking up after Amud HaShachar, it's already Bikumecha. Correct? And if you take a look on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, right, the Gemara goes into these svaris, and the Gemara says there's still people sleeping at that hour, they haven't gotten up yet, and therefore the Bekumecha is really with Hanetz HaChama. And I always say that Alavai, we should wake up at Hanetz HaChama, that's good enough. But be that as it may, people are waking up at Hanetz HaChama. Some people will get up at Amud HaShachar, those are the early rises. So since the Torah says, Bishalbachav Kumecha, the transition between Bishalbachov, Kumecha, says Rabbeinu Tam, is Hanetz HaChama. And Rabbeinu Tam says that Bikumecha corresponds to the definition of Yom with regard to Shar Mitzvah HaTorah.
Elo what? Here we have to add the proviso that that's only lechatchila. Shar mitzvah Torah require hanetzach chama lechatchila. But b'di'eved, you could be yotze with shar mitzvah Torah after Amud HaShachar. So Rabbi Natan chooses to opt for the lechatchila mitzvah d'oraisa. The lechatchila requirement d'oraisa is that yom emerges with hanetzach chama. Rabbi Natan says that that is an exact corresponding parallel to Ubiku Mecha with regard to Kriyat Shema, and therefore we have to wait until Hanetzach Chama for Kriyat Special Shachas and not before. And B'di'eved, even though with regard to Shar Mitzvahs is a fallback position, and we'll try to explain why, but nevertheless, with regard to Kriyat Shema, there's no room for maneuverability and for flexibility because the Torah says Biku Mecha, and Biku Mecha begins with and not before Hanetzach Chama. But now, the rational mind begs to understand, how do we manipulate between this din lechatchila midoraisa and din b'di'eved mimarav shach? If Rabbeinu Tam is correct, that our definition of yom, in its universal perspective, depends upon Hanetzach Chama, so why do you have this b'di'eved situation of Misha'ol Amud HaShachar? So here's where we were holding on Monday. And that is that although it's true that with Amud HaShachar there's light on the horizon, and therefore from the perspective of what we call the first 3 days of creation, of Lachoshech Kara Laila, one could argue that Laila has terminated with Amud HaShachar, and there's a break, there's daybreak to some extent. I mean, it's not yet Hanetzach Chama, but nevertheless, the dawn, we'll call dawn, you know, there's dawn and there's light on the horizon. That itself engenders day. However, the Torah has another definition of day, and that's from the third day of creation and on. Hama'or ha'gadolim shel sayom le'moadim le'yomim le'moadim. That the ma'or ha'gadol will determine day. And although with regard to what we call the intuitive definition of night and its termination, what we call the cheft of laila, that terminates once there's light on the horizon, it's no longer choshech. Right, David, you're on board with me on that? But nevertheless, the Torah added another definition of day. And the Torah said, you know what? For Hechsher Zmanim, we would like the Zman itself to be determined by the Ma'or HaGadol. So in this period of time, between Amud HaShachar and Hanetzach Chama, we have two different definitions of Yom V'Laila. And it's shnei ksuvim hamachishim zedzeh, but hakayomim bevasachas. They both exist simultaneously. That's the paradox. That's the dialectic of Tarte Desastre here. On the one hand, if we look at day from the perspective of light and night from the perspective of darkness, v'lachoshech kara laila, Amud HaShachar is already day. There's Amud HaShachar. Okay, the sun hasn't risen yet on the horizon. It's irrelevant. There's already reflected light on the horizon, and therefore it's day. From that perspective, I would have to draw the conclusion that v'kulam imasan mishal Amud HaShachar yotza, because even though these mitzvahs depend upon day, it already is day. Why? Because v'achoshech kara laila, and now we have or, we have light in the outside. However, the Torah requires l'chatchila, another level of yom, a halachic level of yom. Yeah, intuitively it's yom, but the Torah says, I have a different definition of yom. I want yom for hechsher mitzvahs to depend upon the Ma'or HaGadol. And therefore, even though inherently it's yom, and that's the way we sense the time period, nevertheless, we have to wait till the Ma'or HaGadol. And that's the L'chatchila din. So let's just review. According to Rabbeinu Tam, then we'll come to Kriyat Shema, right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, as far as Shaar Mitzvahs is concerned, Lechatchila, the Torah says, wait till Hechsher Zman Yom. When is Hechsher Zman Yom? Hanetzach Hamo. Because the Pasuk says, Hamor HaGadol. However, B'dievet, the Torah recognizes that period of time pre-Hanetzach Hamo, after Amud HaShachar, as insofar as there's light in the horizon, as day. And therefore, as a fallback position, B'dievet im kula mason mishol Amud HaShachar yotza. Then Rabbeinu Tam says, wait a minute, if the Torah on a Doraisa level sets the proper time for Mitzvah Hayom as Hanetzach Hamo, that is going to be our parallel, our corresponding definition of Yom with regard to Ubiku Mecha. Because when are the people getting up out of bed? Not the early risers, but the rank and file guys. They're waiting till they see the sun, you know, streaming through their windows. You know, that's when it's time to get up. Yeah, I mean, there's some light in the horizon, but we're kvetching a little. We're turning this way, we're turning that way. I want to wait till the sun comes. Ike inish de ganu, that people are sleeping, that people are getting up. When do they get up? Most people will get up, or some people will get up, after Hanetzach Hamo. Therefore, the definition of Yom, of Hama'or HaGadol, which operates l'chatchila in Shaar Mitzvahs, is according to Rabbeinu Tam the only definition of Yom that's acceptable within the context of Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. Okay? So far, so good. Now, Rabosai, the Digduk Lashon HaMishnah of Rabbeinu Tam is beautiful. Rashi would read the Mishnah saying, you know what? The Torah allows you to do the mitzvahs with Amud HaShachar. That's your definition of Yom. But the Rabbanu want you to push it off. And then the Mishnah is upside down, it's topsy-turvy. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's beautiful. How do we read the Mishnah according to Rabbeinu Tam? The Torah requires Yom. And Yom is the Hechsher Yom Al Pidin, which requires Hama'ar HaGadol. The Torah on the third day creation has appointed the sun as he who is the boss in charge of determining Yom. And therefore, you want to know when is the time to do Mila? It's after Hanetzach Hamo, when the sun appears on the horizon. You want to ask me, what do I do with the effort? So the Torah recognizes a different definition of Yom. It's already light outside. Yom equals R equals Yom, and B'dievet Yotze. And that's the end of the Mishnah. B'kulam and Asan, B'dievet is Yotze, is Rabbeinu. Rashi here is going to really be a stretch, because when you read the Mishnah is topsy-turvy. It should have told you what the L'chatchila Din D'Oraisa is, and only then tell you what the Rabbanah requires a Harchuk.
My question. And Bidya usually means after the fact. So the person daven then realizes he davened too early, so he's Yotzi. But here, let's say someone has to go to.
Okay, so that's going to be the riff. Hold on to that. That's going to be the riff. But we're not talking about Shasat Chak here in Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is talking about when I should do Mila. And the answer is, you should be doing Mila after Netzach Ham. I don't care what the circumstances are. And that's the way we're going to advocate the halacha. Somebody went ahead and did Mila before Hanetz. Do you want to know if he needs a Hatovah Zdafriz? The answer is he doesn't. There the Mishnah says you don't have to do it again. You will Yotze. You know, you're fine. Okay. Good. So let's just now summarize Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that as far as the time for mitzvahs is concerned, the time for mitzvahs requires Hechsher Yom, and the Din Hechsher Yom is determined by the Ma'or HaGadol with Hanetzach Hamo. B'dieved, we can rely on the definition of Yom as or, and therefore Misha'ol Amud HaShachar Yot. As far as Kriyat Shema is concerned, it's dependent upon Uvekumecha. Uvekumecha teaches us the Yom. And Yom means the classical Yom that the Torah requires for Hechsher Mitzvahs, and that is Hama'or HaGadol with Hanetzach Hamo. Oh, if this be the case, Rabosai, let's think out loud. Can we possibly answer the Rashba's objection against Tosfos. Okay, so until now we discussed Rav Yonatan. Now we want to swing back to Tosfos. Right? Tosfos' shita is that there's a contrast between Kriyat Shema, Zman Kriyat Shema, and Shar Mitzvahs. Because again, keep in mind that Tosfos is embracing the first Braisa, and the first Braisa maintains that the transition point between Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis and Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar is Amud HaShachar, correct? Amud HaShachar, correct? And yet, Tosfos says, as far as Shar Mitzvahs is concerned, that period of time between Amud HaShachar and Hanetzach Chama is considered Laila. In other words, again, when the Braisa, first Braisa, insists that it's Laila, and even though it's Laila, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Special Shachris, there are a couple of people who are early risers, correct? Says Rabbeinu Tam, that's in contrast to Shar Mitzvahs. Because in Shar Mitzvahs, correct? In Shar Mitzvahs, when is Yom? With Hanetzach Chama. Wait a minute, says the Rashi, but that's not so. In truth, in Shar Mitzvahs, it's called... Just 1 second. Let me just get this straight. Do we get this right? Right, that in Shar Mitzvahs, it's still called Laila. Yeah. Are we okay? Because sometimes I get confused. You're on the jury. I make sure I don't go off on the wrong... Right. So that's where Rabbeinu Tam says that the Laila of the Braisa reflects Shar Mitzvahs, your universal definition of Laila. 1 second.
Tosfos.
I'm talking Tosfos. Did I say Rabbeinu Tam again? I meant to say Tosfos. According to Tosfos, Laila in the Braisa, the first Braisa, is a reflection of universal standard of Laila, and your universal of standard of Laila is that the Laila extends until Hanetzach Chama. So Rashi says, what are you talking about? What do you mean the Laila extends till Hanetzach Chama? If that be the case, why does the Mishnah say in Megillah, Kula min Asan Liachar Sha'ola Amura Shachar Yotza? The answer is Hainu Hach. Exactly what we just said in Rabbeinu Tam. And here Tosfos could be aided by Rabbeinu Tam. Just like we saw in Rabbeinu Tam that the Torah operates with two definitions of Yom and Laila. But l'chatchila, the right time to do it, and the termination of Laila in transition to Yom is the Hechsher Yom, which is the Ma'ar HaGadol, which is Hanetzach Chama, is the same thing applies in Tosfos' frame of reference. The Nafkamina is going to be Kriyat Shema. That's where there's going to be a machlok between Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam. But as far as Shar Mitzvahs is concerned, Tosfos is on the same train as Rabbeinu Tam. They're on board together. They're on the same page. They both hold that this period of time between Amud HaShachar and Hanetzach Chama is Laila. Why is it Laila? Because the Torah says, Hama'ara Gadolim Sheles Hayom. So up until and not before Hanetzach Chama, it's Memshela, it is no, right? But not before Hanetzach Chama, you have the Memshelas Hayom. Why? Because the Ma'ara Gadol is king. And that's when Yom emerges. The Torah says, that's the time that's Mukshar. That's appropriate for mitzvahs. Ah, says Rabbeinu, says Tosfos, and even though therefore before Hanetzach Chama it's Laila, nevertheless, as far as Shar Mitzvahs is concerned, we have a B'dievet position, namely that since we have light on the horizon, that already is enough to kick in the first 3 days of creation, that definition of Laila, which means that Yom emerges with light, and therefore after Amud HaShachar, you could be Yotze, B'dievet, all the mitzvahs. And here's where Tosfos differentiates when we get back to Kriyat Shema with Rabbeinu Tam. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam says that Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris requires Hanetzach Chama, because Rabbeinu Tam is not influenced by the first Braisa, and since people wake up with Hanetzach Chamed. That's called Uvukumecha. So our universal definition of Yom Lechatchila, which is Zman Hechsher Yom of Hanetzach Chamed of Amora Gadol, operates with regard to Kriyat Shema. Even B'dieved, there's no other option. Comes along Tosfos, he says, no, I want to accept the first Braisa. And the first Braisa accepts the position that I could be Yotze Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis after Amud HaShachar. Why after Amud HaShachar? And the answer is because people, the early risers are already getting out of bed. They're already waking up. It's already Ubikumecha. And therefore, even though it's as early as Amud HaShachar, nevertheless, I could be Yotze the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar. Oh, now I have a problem. We've been discussing the latest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. And we came to the conclusion that according to Shita Satosis, the latest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis is Amud HaShachar. We came to the conclusion that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the latest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis is Hanetzach Chava. Everything is fine and dandy. But when's the earliest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? And here we have a strange sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, back on Daf Beis. And Rabbeinu Tam tells us that the earliest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis is Plaga Mincha. And why is that so? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mincha terminates with Plaga Mincha. And after Plag, says Rabbeinu Tam, is there any time for Kriyat Shema? Now one second. None of our definitions of Yom HaLayil are going to help us here. Because Mimonafshach, you must have, according to Rabbeinu Tam, some Hechsher. The Machsher, if you want to go, the earliest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis would be when? Shkia Sachama, correct? Because Hamor HaGadol, right? Yesterday ended because the sun went down. It set. With sunset, the new day emerges. But Plaga Mincha is a full hour and a quarter before sunset. How is it possible that that slice of time would be appropriate for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? And my friends, the plaque grows thicker if the definition of Laila is Tseisa Kochovin, which means that if we think of Yom and Laila as Ar and Choshech, then certainly it's nonsensical to postulate that with Plaga Mincha, when the sun is still heavy in the horizon, right, shining brightly, that's called Laila. So Rabosai, where does Rabbi Yehuda, where does he get this idea that the day ends with Plaga Mincha? That's a chutzpah neira. How can Rabbi Yehuda say such a thing? Just joking, but why? Why? Where's Rabbi Yehuda coming from? What, did he fall out of Mars? What happened to him? Had a bad day with his wife? What happened? Like, oh, Kutch, we're in the Beis HaMikdash. And this is fascinating. That we've been operating within a very limited framework. And Rabbeinu Tam is willing to break that framework and open up a third track. We've been operating with a limited framework in which there were two tracks. There was one track in which Laila is initiated by darkness, called Tseisa Kochavit. And Yom is initiated by Amud HaShachar, when there's light on the horizon. The other track was that Laila is initiated by Shkia Sachama, and Yom begins with Anei Sachama. Wonderful. Those are the two tracks of Yom and Laila that we've been operating with in the framework of creation, of Vayer, Vayivoker, etc., etc. Says Rabbeinu Tam, but let's look to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash operates with a whole new definition of Yom V'Laila. And that is that the Beis HaMikdash is open for business during the day. When the day terminates in the Beis HaMikdash, close the gates. Appoint the Levim, the Mesharim, and let them be Mekayim Mitzvah Shmiras Mikdash. Nobody's in. The day is ended. a new day begins. Says Rabbeinu Tam, if a new day begins in Beis HaMikdash, then there's a new day that begins with regard to Kriyat Shema. Based on Rabbi Yehuda. How does this operate? I think, Rabosai, that perhaps the key to unlock this very mysterious paradox is that the halacha of Kriyat Shema is a halacha that operates on two levels. On one level, we view Kriyat Shema as belonging to a unit, an independent closed unit that has a beginning and an end. It has bookends. It's got Laila and it's got Yom. And that's an island in time. It's a unit in time that the halacha operates with. And you ask, when does Laila begin and end? When does Yom begin and end? Well, we're going to fight it out between Yom and Laila. It's a battle between Yom and Laila. And there are two ways of determining who wins that battle, whether it's Or and Choshech, whether it's the Ma'or HaGadol that's set, or the Ma'or HaGadol that's risen in the morning. Fine. Now there's another way of looking at Kriyat Shema. Says Rabbeinu Tam, forget about the day as a unit. Forget about breaking down that unit into two parts, Yom and Laila, and fighting that battle. Let's talk about this day in contrast or in relationship to the day that preceded it. And now, the new day generates a new mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. True, the Torah calls that mitzvah Ubishalbecha, correct? In the opening Mishnah in Shas, for that behemoth psychotic Kriyat Shema Arvis, meaning how do we determine and pinpoint the time of Ubishalbecha? Says Rabbeinu Tam, put that all on the side for a moment. The Torah wants the new day to bring with it Kriyat Shema. And I looked up the Rambam yesterday because Rabbi Sachnowitz, who's not here today, pointed out to me that I made a big boo-boo. And I assumed that according to the Rambam, Kriyat Shema breaks down into two mitzvahs in Taryag. That was a mistake. He's right and I was wrong. Kriyat Shema, according to the Rambam, is one mitzvah. True that within this new day I have to fulfill this mitzvah twice, but the two parts form one entity of a day. And that day, as a day, engenders the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Well, when does that day emerge? Says Rabbeinu Tam, the Torah offered us a new definition of that we haven't even met yet. You know, we haven't even encountered yet. It's a whole new experience. Namely, the new day emerges based on the halach of Beis HaMikdash when the old day terminates. And if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the old day of the Beis HaMikdash terminates with Plag HaMincha, that's the point. I can pinpoint that moment as the moment of the new day. If that's the moment of the new day, that's when I have to be reading Kriyat Shema. But Rabosai, I heard once, I don't know if any of you know my friend, Yechiel, you're not from Queens, are you? Nobody's here from Queens? Okay. So I have a friend, a childhood friend, he's half a year younger than me, Rabbi Daniel Lander. I don't know, maybe you heard of him. Big Talmud Chacham. His father was Bernie Lander of Shalom. And he once told me the following. He said that the halacha operates with this I knew before Rabbi Lander, but look how he applied it. Unbelievable. The halacha operates with regard to mitzvos, with two different concepts, or two different levels. One is called a chiyuv, and the other is called a kiyuv. The difference being that a chiyuv means, at this particular moment in time, the chiyuv emerges and I'm obligated to fulfill the mitzvah. But sometimes the Torah offers a period of time that predates, so to speak, chronologically comes earlier than the chiyuv, and allows me to jump on the bandwagon with my initiative, without being compelled to do so, to implement that mitzvah at an earlier time period. I don't know if you can think of any examples. As we go along, we'll try to think. Mitch, you have one? Maybe Tosfos Shabbos, perhaps, could be, might be a good idea. I was thinking of something else, but it just flew out of my brain for a second. Just 1 second. What was I thinking of? Yeah, maybe Sfiras HaOmer, for example. Because in Sfiras HaOmer, Tosfos says in Masechta Menachos Samach Vav, the famous long Tosfos, that even though the Chiyuv of Sfiras HaOmer emerges with Tzeis HaKochavim, but Tosfos is of the opinion that you can fulfill the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer after Shkiyas HaChama. Which means that the halacha recognizes a slice of time in which, although the obligation has not yet emerged, you can fulfill the mitzvah if you're so inclined to do so on your own initiative, and you obtain the kiyum mitzvah even though the chiyuv hasn't emerged. So that is a distinction that we recognize in halacha mikadmis denan. But here's the application: that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the chiyuv of Kriyat Shema, bi'arvis, depends upon Hilchas Zmanim of Laila. When is Laila? And if Rabbeinu Tam operates with the Hechsher Halacha of Yom, then we have to wait until after Shkiyas HaChama. Between Plaga Mincha and Shkiyas HaChama, we don't have a chiyuv Kriyat Shema, but rather we have a kiyum kriyat shema. It's an optional period of time that if you take advantage of, you can obtain the kiyum mitzvah even though you're not obligated to do so. And if this is the pshat, this sheds an unbelievable light on Rabbeinu Tam, because what Rabbeinu Tam is really saying is that when you read the pasuk b'shavuka kumecha, what's the subject of that pasuk? The kiyum mitzvah of kriyat. The Chiyuv Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema of Bishal Bacha means that when the sun goes down, that's when we go to sleep, and that's when the Torah requires of us to read Kriyat Shema. But there's another concept which is determined by the Beis HaMikdash in this case, that yesterday ended and today began. And according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, yesterday ended in the Beis HaMikdash with Plaga Mincha, the new day began. Although I'm not obligated in Kriyat Shema, the Torah doesn't say anything but B'Shavacha, it doesn't say B'Plaga Mincha Tikra Kriyat Shema, it does state it. But nevertheless, I have the option of saying that now that the new day emerged, I can grab this opportunity, grab the bull by the horns, I can fulfill and implement Kriyat Shema because the new day has emerged, and therefore the Torah recognizes that kiyum of Kriyat Shema. So let's just summarize Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. What we have here, Rabbeinu Tam, is a very, very strange Shita. If you ask Rabbeinu Tam when is the latest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, Rabbeinu Tam is going to say that the latest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis is Hanetzach Hamo. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam insists that it's the Hechsher Yom that terminates or determines the transition between Laila and Yom. If you ask Rabbeinu Tam when is the earliest time for Kriyat Shema, paradoxically, to our great surprise, Rabbeinu Tam says the earliest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis is Plaga Mincha, even before Shkiyas HaChama. Okay. Do we have a Rambam Hilchos Tefillah here by any chance? Again, I know we have a virtual run.
Ava,
yeah. I want to read to you a very strange Rambam. Yeah, okay. You can open up, if you don't mind, Perek Gimel, the Hilchos Tefillah. Halacha Vav. The Rambam says the following: Tefillas Arvis is, if you want to look at it, Tefillas Ha'erev. The Rambam wants to know when is the earliest time for Ma'erev. He says the following. I'm skipping a few words deliberately, and I'll come right back and fill them in. Mitchilas Halayla. Mitchilas Halayla. When is Tchilas Halayla? Just give me a knee-jerk response. Tzeis HaKochav. No, that's Tchilas Halayla. Oh. Then the Rambam says the following. Halacha Zayin. Hamispal kodim tefila kodim zman lo yatzi yedei chavasa. If you daven before the zman, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. V'chozer mispalos abizman. And then he writes, V'yesh lo lispalel tfilas arvis shel lele Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, so we're talking about the Friday night arvis, kodem shetishke hashemesh. He can daven arvis before shkiyas achama. V'chein mispalel arvis shel motzi Shabbos b'Shabbos. And therefore, we don't have to wait until the time for Tfilas Arvis. So on the one hand, the Rambam says that the time for Tfilas Arvis is Tchilas Halayla. On the other hand, the Rambam says on Friday and on Shabbos, we could daven Arvis before Shkia Sachama. Well, what is it? When is Laila? You just told me that Arvis requires Laila. And you could be Mispal Arvis, but Tchilas Halayla. And then you turn around and you tell me, but on Erev Shabbos, you could daven Ma'ariv before Laila? Stachravosai, again, I think we see the same bifurcation here. It's the same two dinim. There's one din of chiyuv. When is the chiyuv of Tfilas Arvis? Tfilas Halayla. But the halacha recognizes a period of time before that. It's not yet Tfilas Halayla. And that is Kodim Shetishke Chama. On Leil Shabbos, you can have a Kiyum Tfilas Arvis if you so choose to take advantage of that opportunity. No one's forcing you. You're not obligated. It's a Kiyum HaMitzvah without a Chiyum HaMitzvah. And Rabosai, maybe this Rambam would be, in a certain sense, a framework, a conceptual framework for us to fit in Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis requires at least, at the very least, Shkia Sachama, maybe even later than that. But nevertheless, the Halakha recognizes a period of time before Shkia Sachama where the Chiyuv has not yet set in and not emerged, but nevertheless, you can obtain a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Okay, that's good. Thanks. Okay, and this leads us to the Rif. Okay. How are we doing on the clock? Ooh. Okay, gotta move fast. So the Rif is the first Rishon to accept both prices. Other Rishonim did it later, but he did it first. So let's see how the Rif has it. Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, you can fulfill even after Alos HaShachar. It's after Alos HaShachar, and you can do so. But only, what's the proviso? This is what Rabbi Poston was mentioning before. It's got to be B'Shas HaDchak. What's B'Shas HaDchak? He gives two examples. The first one is for Chassidim, the second one is for Misnag. I'm just kidding. Either a Shikr or a Choleh. You know, by Litvakas, you know, they're so weak, they don't eat enough, so they get sick a lot. See, they know how to eat well, but sometimes they overdrink. That's the problem. All right. But whatever it is, whether you're chassid or misnagid, if you fit into that category of shasat chak, then, and only then, says the Rif, you could be yotzei kriyat shma shel arvis after amud hashachar. Okay. And then the Rif says that Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris requires Hanetzach Chama. Now, watch this. I mean, I'm just playing a pedagogic game just so we get clarified on the Rif. It comes out that according to the Rif, if we leave out the Choleh and the Shikar, what we call Shasat Chak, then what is the status of Amud HaShachar? Yom, correct? Because you can't read Kriyat Shema. Let's say if I'm healthy and well, and I decide, you know what, I'm going to read Kriyat Shema after Amud HaShachar, no go. I'm not Yotze the Mitzvah. I'm not in that category of Shasat Chak. That's the Rif Shita. Why? Because it's Yom. Oh, when is the time for Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris? It's according to the Rif. What should you have answered me intuitively? No. Again, according to the Rif, again, you're confusing yourself, Yechiel, because of the Shas Adchak. I shouldn't have spilled the beans on Shas Adchak. Let's go without Shas Adchak. If a person decides that he's going to read Kriyas Rachel Iris after Avodah Shachar, is he Yotze or not? Not Yotze. It means that that time period is Yom. Now I ask you intuitively, when should be the earliest time for Kriyas Rachel Shacharis? With Avodah Shachar? No. The Rif pulls a fast one. Says the Rif, the earliest time for Kriyas Rachel Shacharis is Hanetzach Chama. However, says the Rif, if you're Yotzei L'derech, you're out there on the road, you know, you got to hit the trains, and the train pulls out of the station, and Amud HaShachar is doch, then you can read Kriyat Shema with Amud HaShachar. What is going on with this Rif? What definition of Kriyat of Laila and Yom is he operating with? If the Rif maintains that with Amud HaShachar it's already considered Yom, so then why can't I'm not going out for a train, I'm not Yotzei L'derech, why can't I read Kriyat Shema after Amud HaShachar? And if on the other hand the Rif maintains that that period of time between Amud HaShachar and the Hanetzach Chama is Laila, and that's why I don't have any right to read Kriyat Shema, if that be the case, then why can't I, and I'm not a chol or a shikar, Baruch Hashem, why can't I read Kriyat Shema Arvis after Amud HaShachar? In other words, if that time is still Laila. The Rif is contradicting himself on this very fundamental issue of Yom V'Laila. He accepts La Halacha, the two brises, and these are Doraisa Halachas of Kriyat Shema. Again, let's just review it one more time. On the one hand, the Rif clearly states that Laila ends with Amud HaShachar. On the other hand, he clearly states that day doesn't begin until Hanetzach Chama. The exceptions to the rule are these two categories of the Shikar, the Chola, which he calls Shas Adchak, and the case of someone who's Yotzei L'Derech. That the person who is in a Shas Adchak situation, he can fulfill Kriyat Special Arvis, will give a little extra time for Kriyat Special Arvis beyond Amud HaShachar, up until, but not beyond Hanetzach Chama. And the person who's Yotzei L'Derech will give him an opportunity to read Kriyat Special Shachar before Hanetzach Chama, when it's still Laila, after Amud HaShachar. It doesn't make any sense. So Rabosai, I'm trying very hard to make sense out of the Rif, and I have step one, but after that, I don't know how to take the next step. I have one, I don't know if it's a baby step, well, that you'll have to determine. I think it's more than just a baby step. The Rif understands, like Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, that there are two definitions of Yom V'Laila. And the Rif wants to go l'chumra in both directions. Let's see if this Einfallen will help us at least make the first step in understanding the Rif. We'll start with Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, says the Rif, depends upon Laila, and now there's light on the horizon. If there's light on the horizon, Amud HaShachar, then there's already one definition of Yom, right? V'lachoshech koro laila, it's no longer choshech. And therefore the Rif says, you have to be machmir and be very careful to fulfill the recitation of Kriyat Shema when it's cheftzah shel laila, when it's inherently laila. It's dark out, and there's no light on the horizon. Okay. Now, that's as far as being machmir for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Now let's be machmir for Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. Once again, we have two definitions. One definition will allow me to read Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis once there's light. After all, Lachosha Kor Laila is no longer kosher. The other definition says, wait a minute, Hechsher's Manim depends upon what? Hama'or HaGadol, which is Hanetzach Chama, on the third day of creation. Says the Rif, you have to read Kriyat Shema after Hanetzach Chama, not before. Okay, we're halfway there. Now it gets the tough part. Then the Rif says that if you're a shikar achola, correct? So the Rif says that since it's shas hadchak for you, we're going to allow you to read Kriyat Shema beyond Amud HaShachar. Wait a minute. We just finished saying that the Torah L'chumah requires you to terminate, that the night terminates with Amud HaShachar. How can you therefore allow a chol shikam shaschak to recite Kriyat Shema after that time period? And the answer is, apparently the Rif holds that the halacha became very flexible here. You know, expanded your definition of Laila for and allowed a period of time which is Yom, in Cheftet Yom, because it's after Amud HaShachar, but nevertheless, the Torah added the halacha of Hama'or HaGadol Mishal Sayom as a Hechsher Mitzvah to be Machshir your Kriyat Shema, if need be, even after Amud HaShachar, when it's Laila, because it's not yet Yom. Why isn't it Yom yet? Because the Torah says that Yom emerges with daybreak when the sun rises on the horizon of Ma'or HaGadol. Okay, we're doing good so far. Now let's see if we can make the last step. Oh. Now, we get to Kriya Special Shachris, and the Rif is of the opinion we're going to accept both prices, so therefore we're going to go to Chumrah, and Kriya Special Shachris requires Hechsher Yom. Is Hechsher Yom requires Ma'or HaGadol, which means Haneitz. Oh. However, you're a Yotzei L'derech, and you can't wait for the period of time of Hechsher Kriya Shema. So it's not yet Yom, because the sun hasn't risen yet, and you're going to recite Kriyat Shema B'Lailah to be Yotzei Kriyat Special Shachris. No, that's where I get stuck. So B'li Neder, we have a few more days. We have Yom HaTzvot, so that's a time where, you know, you see new things, right? Maybe I'll get a Ha'ara here. I can't figure this out. That's where the Rif stops. Okay. So the Mishnah Megillah is very good according to the Rif, because again we're dealing with two definitions. So l'chatchila, when is Yom? You need the Hechsher Yom, which is the Ma'or HaGadol. And when is the Ma'or HaGadol? That's only with Haneitz HaChama, and that's when you should be doing mitzvahs. But somehow the Rif is going to say that even though, as far as l'chatchila is concerned, it's still Laila out, but you can be Yotzei because it's a Chefta Shel Yom with Amud HaShachar.
But it's not a case of Shasachak, it's a case of B'di'evet. So, but then again, he says, so.
He's not, that's what I'm saying, that the Rif is not dealing with L'chatchila B'di'evet. You know, everything went smoothly as long as we were dealing with L'chatchila B'di'evet. But once we get to this new definition of Shasachak, what is he operating with? You know, if you want to tell me that the Torah is machmir to require Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis before what? Before Amud HaShachar, I can accept that, and then I can give you an extension because of the halach of Hechsher. And that Hechsher applies because the Ma'or HaGadol hasn't come out yet, hasn't risen yet, for the sake of a Shas HaTchak. But when you go the other way around, you're in deep trouble, because when you talk about the Torah requiring Hechsher Yom, now you're going to say that since he's going out on the Derech, therefore he can read Kriyat Shema when it's Laila. That I can't figure it. Okay, I just want to let everybody go here, because
the same right in the Gemara we should bring as well. Kedai lo lismech arat shum lechai b'shas avchak. Isn't the answer in that statement, whatever that means?
Right.
What does it mean? It's a very unusual statement.
Right.
Have you used another context?
That's the question. What does that mean, Shasat Chak? Yeah. What does the Rif mean here? I don't know how Shasat Chak operates.
Maybe. That's not the Shasat Chak.
Maybe. But you know what? In a sense, Daniel, you're asking one question with another question. I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, but then you get to Shat in that line of Gemara, and then they should solve the problem.
The Mishnah says son, something like his Mishnah
is a chak. Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Nice to see you. I'm sorry, you're in the middle of a very deep sugya, deep thing, you know. Yeah, thanks. And I'm sweating this one out. It's like amazingly complicated.
You can apply bidyevet for something that you do regularly and not simply as an occasional circumstance.
Well, usually bidyevet is something that happens occasionally. Here, the halacha seems to be operating with a very interesting kind of bidyevet. It's a new category of bidyevet in which the halacha says that this is also a valid approach.
It's a regular.
Yeah. What do you say?
Are there any notes that we can prepare for the next lesson?
Give me your email address and I'll try to. Do you have an email?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. You know what? I'll give you my phone and maybe you could plug in on the contact information. Okay.